heaven's armies. I long, yes, I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord. With my whole being, body, and soul, I will shout joyfully to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow builds her nest to raise her young at a place near your altar. O Lord of heaven's armies, my King and my God, what joy for those who can live in your house, always singing your praises. What joy for those whose strength comes from the Lord, who have set their minds on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. When they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs. The autumn rains will clothe it with blessing. They will continue to grow stronger, and each of them will appear before God in Jerusalem. The word of God for the people of God.
Lord, we are listening. Thank you so much. Let me help you down. Yes, there you were. Good to be back, gang. Really, really good. No kidding. I missed you. And some others have been traveling as well recently. So it's good to be back, isn't it? It's always good to be back in the house of God. I look forward to coming back. It was a good trip for us. We were down, of course, to see my son down in South Carolina. We went down to see him. And it's been kind of a difficult year for him, but he's really looking first of the year. We've been saying this, and he's been wanting to for a while, to move back up here and to be closer to us. So pray that Eden opens up a good lead engineer job for him somewhere in this area. Wouldn't that be nice? But we noticed how tired we get now on those trips, really. You know what I mean? It's kind of amazing, kind of amazing. We're on our way down, and I'm following the GPS. You know where Withville is? How many have gotten a ticket in Withville? I ask in the first. Yeah, because there's a policeman every 5 feet along the highway there, and they just wait for you to come over the hill to go down into Withville, and here come the lights. I got pulled over there one time about 5 years ago on our way down to the beach. And, yeah, it was $260 or something. Unbelievable. Somerville?
Yeah.
Somerville, Pennsylvania.
Somerville, West Virginia.
West Virginia. Oh, yeah. I'll have to look out for that place, too. Thankfully, I have Waze now. Waze shows you where all the police are, you know. Yeah, so that was good. But how do I get on this? On the way down, normally we stay on Withville, whatever that road is, 77 or 81, whatever it is. And then we got past Withville, and it said to take 40 toward Asheville. I thought, boy, that's a different way. Maybe they know what's going on. So, you know, I follow in Waze and just tooling along. Eventually, you know, Heather and I are driving along. I'm like, boy, I don't know that I recognize this area. It's kind of... But, you know, Waze took us way out of the way and into Asheville, you know, and then down to South Carolina from there, Asheville, Tennessee. Crazy. Crazy. 11 hours to drive down there. I was exhausted. Exhausted. And then it takes a whole day to recover. And then by the time you recovered, it's time to come home. And then you have to do it all again coming back. 10 hours coming back. But it was great to be away. Thank you so much for allowing us to do that. It's a great, great, great thing. This passage of Scripture that Deanna has read today is a powerful and a wonderful Scripture. Just speaking of the joy that God can bring into our lives whenever we come into His house and what His house means for us today. Beginning our campaign this year, you know, we only do it once a year and we don't talk about money much. I certainly try not to. But what I talk about is the importance of God's house. The importance of what we do around here. We talk about this scripture, especially in Psalm 84, talks about the memories of what has been. How many here were we attended the older church before this was built? Yeah, quite a few. A lot of you were brought up in that building, right? A lot of great memories there of what has been and how good God was some of the pastors that you had there, and some of the people who were involved in your life that all came from that church. Reflections on today, what God is doing today. And that involves the church that you built. That involves what God is doing here among us in this place, in this hour. Memories and reflections on today. And then expecting God to expand His working the future. People may say that doesn't make any sense, but when you think about it exactly, it makes the sense that I wanted it to make. God is always working the future. He's always ahead of us. But this scripture talks about all of these things. And the first thing that it talks about, why this place, why the temple for David, and why the church for us today is a special place. Why is there joy in the church? Why is there joy in meeting together? First of all, it's a special place because of its memories. The memories that we have here. Baptizing our children. Confirmation. Many of you confirmed in the church and become members of the church at a young age. All the life-changing things that take place here within the life of the church. Burying our parents, our loved ones. But David said, "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty." I love what he said there. The psalmist knew that he felt this way because he had the experience of attending in the past. If you go to a church and enjoy the experience, you're going to come back. It's like a restaurant, right? Am I right? If you get served bad food in a restaurant, are you going to go back to there? Probably not. Heather and I went the other night to one of our favorite places, which is actually up in Chippewa. That's where my best friend lives. We go up there to Chippewa, a place called Harry's on Route 51. This is like a free advertisement for Harry's. And it's on the way to Ohio on 51. It's way over there, Chippewa, even past Chippewa, probably some other town I don't even know the name of. But little hole in the wall, and I mean hole in the wall, called Harry's. Okay? And Heather had the ham dinner. I had a fish sandwich. Okay? They said, "Do you want the large fish or the small fish?" I said, what did I say? No, of course. But I kid you not, the piece of fish that came was probably this big. It was awesome. Awesome. The bun was only about this big, so you know, you're cutting off pieces, and I gave some of it to Dennis, you know, it's like, ugh. He says, "I love when you order this because I always get some." So, yeah. And then Heather had the ham dinner. Really, the piece of ham was about this big and about that thick. We still have some in the refrigerator at home. She ate about a quarter of that. I had a little piece of ham too. Man, was it good. Why do we go back there? We don't go back there for the ambiance. We go back for the food. The memories are good. As a hospice chaplain, I remember talking to people who said, "You know, I really don't go to church. I haven't been to church in a long, long time because I had a bad experience there when I was a kid." No wonder you don't go to church. David said, "How lovely is your dwelling place," because he had invested his life in God's people and in the temple. And had given himself, said, "How lovely is your dwelling place." And that just means memories. It really does. Church is where God resides. His Spirit and His presence meet us here every week that we attend. And God is in His temple. Secondly, The church is a special place because of its excitement today. David said in verse 2, "My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord." Listen to how the psalmist describes how he loves to come to the tabernacle, the church. I love this. He said it in verse 2 there. "I long, yes, I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord. With my whole being, soul, body and soul, I will shout joyfully to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the sparrow builds her nest and raises her young at a place near your altar. O Lord of heaven's armies, my King and my God, what joy for those who can live in your house, always singing your praises." Church is a specialist place because of its excitement today. I admire and really in so many ways look up to the people who are helping us to lead and leading us into the future in the church. I really do. It's not because of me. It can't be because of me because it'll never work. It's because of the people that we have in leadership. And Scott's one of those people. He and his wife have been such a blessing to me. They really have. And, you know, he's up here. He's making it all nonchalant about how good God's been. But let me tell you, a week ago Wednesday, he was talking to us at session meeting the night before Heather and I went away. And he was talking to us of his own excitement about how much God is helping our church and growing our church. And we see so many new things taking place, and the giving in the church has just risen and risen and risen. And risen. It's because of our excitement. We wouldn't invest ourselves, right? If we just couldn't stand to be here. When we give to God and we give to His church, there's an excitement there. And that's just a wonderful thing. I just love that passage. Third, it's excitement today. Third, the church is a special place because it's where God will direct us in the future. Well, I'll continue to read verses 5 down through 7. Verses 5 through 7, listen to these words. Now, David specifically is speaking about a pilgrimage that people would take in that day into Jerusalem. And many people would take this pilgrimage and take this journey. And there's a valley along the way called the Valley of Weeping. That's a difficult place for them to walk through. But not only that, if they couldn't walk through that Valley of Weeping, part of the pilgrimage to Jerusalem was all about the reflecting on your life about how difficult your life has been. Reevaluating, they would, on the trip, on the journey to Jerusalem. They would reevaluate their lives and think about the times that their lives have been difficult, or maybe they're going through a struggle now. But listen, he says, "What joy for those whose strength comes from the Lord, who have set their minds on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. When they walk through the Valley of Weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs. The autumn rains will clothe it with blessings." I love that. Talk about that in a minute. They will continue to grow stronger, and each of them will appear before God in Jerusalem. Hear those words. You see them there? When they walk through the Valley of Weeping, in verse 6, says, it'll become a place of refreshing springs. Many of you this year have been through the darkest years of your lives. Some of you have been through cancer treatments. My sister went through it, a little over a year ago, and she would tell you that it was the darkest days of her life. And she's years old. She's not here this morning. She worked till 1 o'clock last night. So I said, "You better not come to church on Sunday morning. You're crazy if you do." But she would tell you this, that walking through that Valley of Weeping has been a refreshing spring for her. Does that make sense? It's also that way in the life of the church. Hey, gang, I really wish that every week we were just packed out. Or I wish that every service we had was just perfect. And this thing worked every time. I understand something went kaflooey, right? That's the church. But I would tell you, if you look back, you folks who have been around for a long while, if you look back, the times when the church was really struggling became times of refreshing spring. And then David says in verse 7, they will continue to grow stronger. Each of them will appear before God in Jerusalem. One day, God is going to come and take us home as a church. He's going to take us home. We're his bride, and he is going to take us home. That's what the scripture says. Isn't that cool? But we're going to continue to grow stronger in the church. Maintenance is very, very important. No doubt about it. You don't buy a car and don't change the oil, right? And if you buy a car and don't change the oil for a few years, I got 96,000 miles on my car now. Imagine if I never changed the oil in that car from the time I bought it new 2 years ago. Imagine. That's what happens in the church all the time. Oh, well, church is built. They don't need me around anymore. No. It's time for us now as a people to step up and to see what God is going to do and to help us. God is going to help us to grow stronger as we continue to serve him. He's going to help us to grow stronger. A couple of things here. The first one is, church is not and should not be all about just keeping the lights on. I know a lot of churches, I know a lot of pastors, and they tell me, you know, the church thinks success for them is when they can actually keep the lights on. Church isn't about that. It's not just about hoping and cruising along, hoping that we make it. Secondly, the church and the people of God are always about looking into the future with God's vision. We're always about looking into the future with God's vision. We must be about that. The world is changing around us every single day, right? And if we as a church continue to hold up or put bars around us and say, we don't want the world to touch us, we will die. We will die. But if we look with confidence in God and confidence in who God is leading us to and what he wants us to do and confidence in the people that we have that God has put into place, we will see great things happen because the people of God are always about looking into the future with God's vision. And last, God wants us to grow. He wants us to grow. He wants us to grow emotionally as individuals and as a church. He wants us to grow spiritually. He wants us to grow so that we're adding new people into our fellowship. That's what he wants. I'm not real sure that Morgan wants to grow at this point. But it's true. It's really, really true. Don't you love kids in the sanctuary? I miss it. I miss those noises in the sanctuary. Some of you folks need to have more kids. Or maybe it's too late for some of you. Is it? No. But you see, adding new people into the fellowship is what the church is about. We're not a stagnant organization like everybody thinks we are. God wants us to grow. And last, it's a special place because we meet God here. I know that when hunting season rolls around, I'm going to meet God in the woods. I know I am. Pastor Steve, who is retiring, that jerk. I tell him that all the time, you know. We had breakfast again the other day, and I, before we even ate, I said, Steve, I want you to know I hate you. Okay, this isn't fair. He just laughs. But he wants me to come down and hunt with him down at his new house in West Virginia. Guess what I'm going to do? Go down and hunt at his house for a couple days in West Virginia. I won't miss coming here. I'll be here Sundays. But, oh yeah. I'll meet God out there. But there is nothing, and I mean nothing, like meeting together with God's people in His house. I know you can see God out there at night when you look into the sky and see the stars. You can see God there. You can meet God there. But there is something very special about being in His house. Right? Something very special about meeting with God's people. That's what He desires from us. But we meet God here. It's a beautiful thing. Church is a wonderful place. And I'm convinced, folks, that God's going to... He's just starting. God is just starting. And believe me, and I've told Session this as well, there's an enemy out there who is not going to sit still and let growth take place. He will attack you, and he will say, you don't need that church. Those people are all messed up. You should go over to this church. Because those people over there are so much better. Guess what? You go to that other church, they're just as messed up. I'm telling you the truth. You know why? Because there's people over there. They're just as messed up. The truth. God wants to do great things. He wants to bring joy into His church, joy into His sanctuary, and joy into your heart. Father, we thank You today that You desire for us to have joy, that You have designed a place where we can come and meet You and where we can worship You. Bless us, we pray, Lord, as we move forward. Through Christ our Savior, we pray. All the people of God said, Amen.
God has given us all we need to live in this world. He supplied work so we can find homes and places to live, and He supplied us with food and clothing to make us comfortable. Even when life is hard for us and we do not have work to supply us an easy life, God supplies through His people to the world. Let us give so others can live. Will the ushers please come forward?
God, from whom all blessings flow, praise Him, all creatures here below, praise Him above the heavenly host, praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Father, we thank you and bless you for all that you've done for us. You've given us everything that we need, everything, to go from day to day. Now, Lord, accept these gifts that we give back to you. It's a small portion, but accept these gifts that we return to you. We do it, Lord, out of gratitude and thankfulness for everything you've done. Be with us, Lord. We'll give you praise through Christ our Savior. Amen. Please be seated. Yeah, we had mentioned Mike Gibbs this morning. We do pray that that the Lord will help him. He's having a problem with his Achilles tendon. He's torn it, really not able to walk well. They don't know exactly the extent, how bad it is, but yeah, it's bad. It's bad when that happens. Very difficult to walk. So let's go to prayer. Father, how we thank you this morning. Again, Lord, we tell you how wonderful it is to know that you are the God who created and formed all things simply by saying it. You said, let there be light, and light was. You said to form mankind out of the earth, and you did it with your own hands. And yet, Lord, somehow you decided to come and worship with us here. You decide to come and be involved in our everyday lives. I know we take that for granted. But Lord, we're grateful this morning that you do that, that you take care of us, because you don't have to. Father, we think this morning of those folks that are in need. We do pray for the Riddick family. Ask that you would be with them. We continue to pray for Sophia, Lord. Thank you. This little girl who had major brain surgery as an infant, now walking. We didn't even know that she would survive just a year ago. But yet, Lord, now she is developing, and we give you thanks for that. We give you thanks for Sue Morrow's brother, again, doing well with his cancer treatments. We thank you, Lord, for Dick. We thank you for how you've helped him this past year and for how you've been so faithful to him. We pray for Carl as well, Lord, that these guys would just continue to see your hand upon them. Better days ahead. But as they've gone through the valley of weeping, Lord, we know that it's been a time of great strength and refreshing for them. So bless them, Lord, in these days as well. For Bob Huber, Lord, for Pastor Bob down there in Butler, his first treatment for cancer. Father, bless him, we pray. A good man, a good man. But we ask for your touch upon him there. We do pray for Mike. Father, ask that you would touch him. And may the doctors find that things aren't as extreme as they thought. But Lord, we lift him to you and pray for your blessing there. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to be with Bill. Thank you for bringing him to us today. And we ask, Lord, that you would just help him as he continues to recover from his fall. Thank you, Father, for being with us last night and for the great response that that we had. How wonderful it is to see your children in your house. So, Father, bless those who were able to come and bless those who participated as well. And we thank you, Lord, for the party that Will had last night. That sounded pretty great. And we're just so grateful for Will. And we love him so much, Lord. He's just a great little boy. We pray for your blessing there. You know, Father, really all of us, if we had the time, we'd be here all morning doing it. But Father, we lift our burdens to you today as individuals. Pray that you would touch each one of us. But Father, for all of our prayers and supplications that we bring before you, together now we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Praying, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And on. Please stand, if you would, with me as we sing our final hymn. Next couple of weeks are going to be very interesting. We have a lot of baby baptisms. 5 in the next 2 weeks. Wow. Okay, let's sing.
Peace of Jesus Christ, his Son, and the fellowship and blessing of his Holy Spirit rest upon you as you serve him today. Amen.